Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Social Media Detox, Real Life Recovery. I'm so pumped you're joining me again today because we're diving into something super crucial. How technology, that incredible thing we all love to hate, is messing with our mental health. Seriously, ever scroll through Instagram and feel a pang of envy or inadequacy? You know that feeling when you compare your life to everyone else's perfectly curated highlight reel? That right there, my friends, is technology playing on our emotions. We're bombarded with information, expectations, and filtered realities that can leave us feeling drained, anxious, and even depressed. But hold on, don't panic. This isn't about ditching your smartphone and becoming a hermit, though. Maybe a weekend digital detox wouldn't hurt. It's about understanding the impact technology has on our minds so we can use it consciously and reclaim our mental well-being. Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind. First off, social media comparison is like comparing apples to oranges that have been photoshopped and arranged in a perfectly symmetrical basket. It's just not real life. Remember, people only share their best moments online. Nobody posts about the awkward encounters, the spilled coffee, or the days they feel completely overwhelmed. So don't fall into the trap of thinking everyone else has it figured out. Second, technology can be a major time suck. We're constantly checking notifications, scrolling through feeds, and getting lost in endless rabbit holes of information. This constant stimulation can lead to burnout, stress, and difficulty focusing on real-life tasks. Make a conscious effort to set boundaries with technology. Schedule specific times for checking emails and social media, and use apps that help you track your screen time. You'll be amazed at how much more productive and present you feel when you reclaim your attention. Third, it's essential to curate your online experience. Unfollow accounts that trigger negative emotions or comparisons. Seek out content that inspires, educates, and brings you joy. Think of social media as a garden. You wouldn't want weeds taking over, right? So weed out the negativity and plant seeds of positivity. Fourth, remember that real connection is more valuable than online interactions. While social media can be a great tool for connecting with people, it shouldn't replace face-to-face interactions. Make time for meaningful conversations, shared experiences, and genuine human connection. Those are the things that truly nourish our souls. Finally, don't forget to unplug and recharge. Just like your phone needs to be charged, so do you. Take regular breaks from technology, go for walks in nature, spend time with loved ones, and engage in activities that bring you joy and relaxation. These moments of digital detox can help you reset, reconnect with yourself, and find balance in your life. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a young woman who spends hours scrolling through Instagram, comparing her life to the seemingly perfect lives of others. She starts feeling anxious, insecure, and even depressed. It's like she's living in a constant state of keeping up with the Kardashians, but with less glamour and way more stress. This situation is all too common, but thankfully, there are steps Sarah can take to reclaim her mental well-being. She could start by unfollowing those accounts that trigger negative emotions and following inspiring individuals or pages that focus on positivity and self-love. She could also set time limits for her social media use and schedule regular breaks throughout the day to engage in activities that bring her joy, like reading, painting, or spending time with friends and family. By making conscious choices about her technology consumption, Sarah can shift her mindset from comparison and envy to one of self-acceptance, gratitude, and genuine connection. And remember, my friends, you are not alone on this journey. We all struggle with the pressures of technology and its impact on our mental health. But by being aware of these challenges and taking proactive steps, we can navigate the digital world in a way that supports our well-being. So, let's recap. Technology can be amazing, but it's crucial to use it mindfully. Limit social media comparison, set boundaries with your screen time, curate your online experience, prioritize real connections, and remember to unplug and recharge regularly. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some strategies you use to manage your technology consumption and protect your mental health? Share your thoughts in the comments below and let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to Social Media Detox, Real Life Recovery so you never miss an episode. Until next time, stay grounded, stay mindful, and remember, real life is happening offline.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.